Okay, and Brienne, where the hell is the bumper? Excuse me, we are live. Oh no, I didn't play the bumper. It's okay. Here we go. Good morning, self-lovers. Welcome back to the Self-Love Show. I'm your co-host, Dawn Light, and my beautiful Trish Wright, my co-host, is off on a beautiful training today. So it's just me and our amazing guest, Tanjila, which I'm going to read her bio in a sec. So for those that are tuning in new, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. We're so grateful to have you. Just in case you don't know, we do have a YouTube channel. Please go search The Self-Love Show over in YouTube land. And, you know, you can go on there, like, share, and subscribe. It's amazing. We have over two years worth of videos there. So much great value, gold in the self-love department, right? Because it comes in a wide umbrella. There's a huge topic of self-love and how to go about it, because it's not one size fits all for every person. And there's so much beauty and goodness to be spread in this world. And we lift each other up. And so that's the whole point. And the purpose of the Self-Love Show is to lift each other up into that vibrational knowing of our loving. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce our beautiful guest. So excited for today's show. So Tanjila here is bringing such powerful medicine. So most of us, without realizing, are moving around in the world filled with stress and tension. So when we take a moment to deeply exhale and truly relax into who we are, that is the ultimate act of self-love. We release all of the tensions we are carrying that the world has placed upon us and claim ourselves as the most important and sovereign being, not needing the outside world to tell us how to feel or who we are. So soulsearch.io is the high frequency global online destination for spirituality and consciousness. Spiritual seekers can explore teachings and modalities and connect with spiritual and energetic healers and guides, courses, groups, and events. Spiritual practitioners can connect with a global audience and showcase their expertise through a robust profile, articles, video, audio, and much more. So SoulSearch.io is a global and spiritual community for exploration, expansion, and elevation during this time of growing global consciousness and ascension. Tanjila is the creatrix of SoulSearch. She is a longtime spiritual seeker, global adventurer, entrepreneur, and multidimensional guide. Yes, through ceremony, meditation, activations, and retreats, she is committed to supporting others in connecting to their divinity within. And as a longtime serial entrepreneur who has founded and run technology businesses and worked around the globe, Tanjila is passionate about supporting modern day women worldwide to reconnect to their divine feminine in order to accelerate and thrive during this global awakening. Yes, amazing. Welcome, Tanjila.
Thanks so much, Dawn. So exciting to be here with you today. And I just love this show that you and Trish have created. I mean, what an important topic, right? Self-love. And I just love that you guys have this show dedicated to exploring self-love in so many dimensions. Because like you said, for everyone, self-love is different, but it's a journey that all of us are on here together. So
absolutely.
I'm here with you.
And your beautiful, you know, your beautiful bio mentioned, you know, awakening. And that is really, we're all here in Earth School for awakening. And I see that, and self-love is the portal and the gateway through our awakening to self, to our full divinity and our purpose. And so I love, love, love that you have this beautiful platform that you've birthed. So tell me a little bit about, you know, how did this come about for you? It sounds like you've been a longtime serial entrepreneur and you've been a longtime self-love advocate, it sounds like, and, you know, lover of divinity, but kind of give us the understanding of how this came about for you. I'm so curious.
Sure, sure. So that's a great question. Yeah, so I have been an entrepreneur for, you know, over 12 years and founding different technology platforms for global trade and, you know, really focused on working with companies worldwide. At the same time, I was also on a very deep spiritual journey and exploring, you know, I was initiated into mystery school, doing mystical training, really exploring Sufism, universal Sufism, and kind of as am I, you know, and just deepening my spirituality. But I really viewed them as two different paths. You know, I was like, here's my path as an entrepreneur and who I am in the world. And here's my path, my spiritual path. And that is my own inner path. And yes, it reflects in the outer world, but I myself, like, you know, there, I didn't really quite understand, you know, the connection. And I was, you know, as an entrepreneur, you work a lot, you know, and I was working and just putting a lot of pressure on myself and really feeling like, wow, like there's so much I have to do. I need to do it in this way. This is what the world is telling me. Until I just started realizing, I was like, wait a minute, we can do things our own way. We can do things, you know, we can self-discover and we can go through our own awakening process to figure out what works best for us, how we should be working, how we can be showing up in the world. And that was part of my spiritual path, you know, because there was like this disconnect suddenly of who I thought I was supposed to be as this tech entrepreneur and international trade entrepreneur, but then how I was really feeling inside of, you know, who I truly am and, you know, exploring my multidimensionality and my multidimensional self and being able to take time and relax and exhale. And so it was just really like this process of my own self-discovery and saying, wow, like the world is not, you know, my world is of my own creation. And it's not necessarily something that it's told to me how it has to be. And so with Soul Search, what happened was that, you know, as I deepened my spiritual path, I wanted, you know, my friends and people that I knew to also start having experiences. And I was living in New York City and I would start having events at my home. I'd be a cacao ceremony, a Reiki circle. And, you know, with friends of mine that had never heard of Reiki, had never done meditation, so completely new to all of this. And they would come and they would be like, wow, what just happened? Something just opened up inside of me. I just had a shift. Something, you know, something is different. And then they'd be coming back and being like, where can I learn more? Where can I learn about meditation? Where can I go on a retreat? Who can I talk to about like what's happening with me? And I just started making, I was like, wow, like people are really opening up. Like they're curious. They want to know more. And I was making recommendations and I was just like, well, where can people go? Like, there's not one place. I mean, I can't just recommend something like, you know, I mean, there's a million modalities. There's so many healers. There's so many opportunities. Like, there's not one place people can go to start just exploring on their own what's out there in terms of healing, consciousness, connection to spirit, connection to oneself. And that's how Soul Search was born, because I was like, wow, we are in this time and people want to start connecting and they deserve a place to go where they can start connecting with healers. They can start going within and they can also start building community and connecting with one another.
Gorgeous. And how long has Soul Search been going?
So basically, you know, it's funny because I was told to launch a version of it right before COVID. And I was like, I was in the middle of a lot of different, you know, I had a lot of other business activity going on, and spirit came to me and was like, you've got to launch a I was like, now? And they were like, yeah, just get it out. So I launched a version of it, you know, right before COVID, and it was great. I got a lot of great feedback. People were signing up and joining. And then, you know, with COVID, then I put it on the back burner and I moved to Sedona in 2020. And I don't know if you know, but Sedona has like the most per capita of healers in the world and a super high vibe in this incredible vortex. And everyone there was like, oh, you have this platform. Where is it? We want to be a part of it. And spirit came to me and was like, listen, Now is the time for you to truly launch Soul Search, because you're launching a global online spiritual community and you want to do it with the power and the energy of this real life spiritual community. And so
that's gorgeous.
Yeah. So we launched it in December. And so, and it's been great. We've been growing really quickly. You know, we're not limited to Sedona, of course. It's a global platform. And we have people from all over the world joining. We have healers from so many different modalities, everything from past life regression, Akashic records, shamanic healing, quantum healing, multidimensional readings, angel readings.
Every topic.
And unbelievable. And it's just been so exciting to see all of these incredible healers coming on board and connecting with one another. And, you know, we're forming this like powerful community that we're bringing out into the world. And then also just seeing all of these new people coming to the platform, some who are completely new, you know, to this entire world of energy healing and spirituality and consciousness, and a whole new world is opening up for them, being like, wow, I didn't know any of this really existed. And I have options now, you know, like for someone who's, I had a friend come to me who was dealing with a physical ailment, and an autoimmune disorder. And she was like, you know, I need some more support. Like, you know, this is not working for me. And I said, just go on the platform and take a look. And she found an incredible medical medium who she's now working with, you know, who's also for her healing. And so that's what I think is so exciting, because, you know, people don't realize like how many resources we actually have available for our healing, whether it's emotional, psychological, physical, spiritual. We have so much support available to us beyond what we're told and what we're what we're told in day-to-day society.
You know? Yeah. Yes. That's so beautiful. It's just big permission to say, go explore, give yourself an opportunity to plug in and learn something new, or put yourself out there. If you are a healer looking for, you know, a bigger reach, you know, that's exciting.
It's super exciting. And I think so many healers are now really ready to come out there much more widely and say, hey, like I have this incredible techniques. I have this incredible prana shakti, cosmic energy healing where I can heal you. I can heal your pets. I can help you recover from a brain tumor. And, you know, I can help you, you know, go into your past lives as a shamanic healer and help you heal old wounds that you may have not even realized that you're holding and carrying within you. So it's just an incredible path to self-discovery that's available for us. And I think a lot of healers in the past also felt, well, you know, I don't know if the world is ready for me. I don't know if they're ready for the kind of healing I'm doing. I'm just going to let, you know, certain people find me, you know, in the ways, you know, in my local area. But now it's like, you know, we are able to bring this out into the world. Most healers are able to work virtually and bring their work out to anyone, anywhere. And people are now opening up and saying, hey, you know, like I want to have this path to self-discovery. I want to connect with my past lives, or I want to go into my Akashic records. You know, I want to find a new way to meditate or to connect with myself, to visit the higher realms, to connect with my angels. All of these things that people thought are not possible are truly possible. So as we help ourselves connect to the infinite beings that we are, we open up whole multiverses for ourselves. And that's like what this is all about, really.
Yeah. Beautiful. I mean, everything you're saying is all stuff that I trained in and did for years. I was such a like behind the scenes, like reading, studying, taking classes, you know, for years. So I'm so excited to go on the platform and plug in and check it out and be a part of it.
Yeah, definitely. We'd love to have you on. And that's what this is all about, is just building a real global community. So, you know, you already have such an incredible reach, but think about all of the men and women in all these other countries around the world who would love to be connecting and learning and knowing more. Yeah. And, you know, so that's just what this is really, truly all about.
It just opens up such a wider net for all beings to plug in and get that support, you know, and learn what they need are here to learn, you know.
Exactly.
Beautiful opportunity that you've created, like spirit guided you to create this. It's really incredible.
Definitely.
What is your greater vision? Can you share with us what your greater vision or?
So, I mean, my greater vision, and what's so remarkable to me is that it's actually happening. I mean, I just watch it every single day. So my greater vision is that, you know, Soul Search really is the global online destination for people around the world to connect and collaborate and co-create around multidimensional healing and consciousness. And that we really create this global community where people can come together and feel comfortable to explore these topics, to share different healing modalities and practices, and to, you know, and to open up new pathways for themselves and for the world. And I think, you know, we're all like little rays of light around the world. And as we can all plug in together and connect with one another, we're able to amplify that light brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And so, you know, we really are, when we're connecting, even when, as you and I are connecting now, you know, we are shifting the vibration. This is
absolutely
a where we're shifting the vibration for one another and for the world. And so it really is my vision that with Soul Search, we're able to do this in such an incredibly massive way that we just are truly shifting the planet and creating the world and the new earth that we really see for ourselves. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Do you see yourself having in-person events with through Soul Search as well? Like
definitely, definitely.
Retreats and big events.
Yeah. So we already have a lot of small events. So we do small events in different local areas. We do a lot in Sedona. They can be ceremonies, meditation evenings, music evenings. We're actually, and we're hosting a big online conference October 15th and 16th with a lot of our practitioners. The topic is the ascension of the soul,
nice.
Which we're really excited about. And there's going to be some in-person workshops in Sedona around that conference as well, as well as we're launching a one-day super conscious music festival on October 23rd, partnering with Portal to Ascension.
Amazing.
Platform. So yes, definitely. And we have like different, we have a Soul Search Psychic Fair series that we're setting up, and we're going to be having the first one in Marin in California. And they're one day psychic and healing fairs where people can come and attend and meet with different practitioners, hear some talks and experience some modalities themselves. So there's a lot that we're doing already. And I see that continuing, as well as we're starting our first, retreat, Soul Search retreat with the Global Peace Tribe as well, coming up this fall. So
that's really exciting.
So we have a lot of in-person events, and we also really promote all of our members and practitioners in-person events as well, because definitely the online community and connection is so important, and it's the first step. It's an activation. You know, and it's an integration into something new. But then for people to know that there's someplace that they can go to deepen that experience and to build on that connection with like-minded friends and, you know, and really go into these practices, that's also really beautiful. And so we're actually partnering with different communities as well to let people on Soul Search know that there's retreats they can go to, there's in-person classes and events they can take, and there's actually communities they can go visit and be a part of if they want to do this. So it's all, you know, it all works together. And we want people to know that this online connection is just the beginning of a whole plethora of experiences that can take place in person, online, and beyond, right?
And beyond. Oh my gosh, it's so much possibility here, which is really incredible. You can feel the connection, and it's just led from the heart, which is so joyous.
Exactly. And I think that's the thing too, you know, when you realize that you can be in a community where you can be in your heart space and feeling from your heart. And that's also, that's just like such a release, because so many of us, like you had, were reading from the introduction, like we don't even realize that most of us are just going around in this world super tense, you know, because we're like, okay, I have to do this. I have to have this. I have to go to this school, and I have to do this job, and I have to meet this person, and I have to have this kind of house, and I have to have a family, you know. And it's just like, those are wonderful things to have if you want them. But the pressure that we create for ourselves through, you know, societal expectations, religious, cultural, family, it's like we feel like we have to check off all these boxes and be in this box. Where's the time for self-discovery, you know? And where's the time for self-love? And so coming to a new community where you're like, I can just be me. I can ask questions. I can be like, what do you mean I have a galactic family and I can connect with them? Or what do you mean? Like, you know, like, so it's just like all of this self-discovery and a place to ask questions and share your experiences where you may have never had that before.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So what you're speaking about in, you know, spiritual psychology terms, I'm going to share a little bit here. Sure. You're speaking about goal line. So goal line living is when you're living from a perspective of, I have to have the white picket fence, the house, the 2.5 kids, you know, all the things, right? And it can create a lot of tension and a soul can wonder why it doesn't work out on the goal line. And really when we start to lean in and apply living from the soul line, right? What our soul is here to learn and grow. And like every soul has their own curriculum that they've embodied Earth School to learn through. And so that's why some lives look so radically different from others, because the lessons are different for each soul. And so it's really when you start to lean in and listen, which is your platform is a beautiful place to allow that to happen, mm-hmm. right? To start to explore the soul line opportunity at hand for each person, then miraculously, what starts to happen is there is an alignment that comes. Like if goal line is across this way and soul line is, you know, directly up through you, then there's an amazing thing that the alignment starts to take place. And before you know it, the goal line of your life starts to work out better than you ever imagined, because you're living and expressing from, you know, which is authentic self-expression. You're expressing from the soul line. You're living from that place. And it's no longer this clouded black and white kind of, you know, difficult perspective, I should say.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so beautiful. And I love that. And I haven't heard those terms before, but that's exactly what it is. You know, it's like, you know, we're taught to live for our goal line, but you know, what is actually like our soul line? What is truly in alignment with who we truly are, and how do we discover that? And that is a self-discovery process. But like you said, once we embark on that journey, it can be, you know, it can be a little bit intense, because it may be very different and at odds with some of the things that we've created within our goal line. But as we go deeper and deeper in, we're able to kind of really have that vertical and horizontal.
Mm-hmm. And your own journey was a journey of that as well, because you're talking about being like, you know, you worked very hard as an entrepreneur, but it was separate. You know, it's almost as if you were living in a polarity, like, okay, well, there's this life over here, but then there's my inner landscape and my inner life over here, and that you viewed them as separate. And how many people in the world and our viewers, like, are you experiencing this? Is it, you know, okay, my money's over here, but my family and my inner world are over here. And it's really learning to live and embody all parts of our life as whole, you know, and that's when we know we're fully, you know, aligned in our purpose and we're here. We kind of bring it all together and weave it all together as one. And I can see that in my own reality, you know, as stepping forward into spiritual psychology coaching full time and doing this work and birthing the self-love show and writing a program and birthing a program and all the things. It's no longer aspects of myself as separate. And now I'm weaving all the talents and gifts that I used to, okay, I did this. And now at this point in my life, I did that. And now I go over here and I've done this. And, you know, it's not like that anymore. It's not like this separate reality. It's blending it all together. And I can say that's because I started living from the soul line and really asking my soul to like guide me for my highest spiritual opportunity purpose here, to really lean into the soul line opportunity and the learning that's taking place, that I'm here to actually learn. And when I started having that deep conversation constantly in my life, mm-hmm. about everything in my life, things started to click into place and I started to feel like I was living my purpose.
100%. How beautiful is that? Like, how relaxing is that? How fulfilling is that?
And it is. It's so fulfilling. And the thing is it's not this tension of like, when am I going to get there? When am I ever going to land at doing my purpose? Because I had that tension for so many years. And I, mind you, I've been praying to know and live and embody my purpose since I was before I was even 20.
Wow.
I was asking and praying and doing meditation then. all this time. And it finally, you know, I cracked the code at 47 through graduate school and laying down the difficult curriculum that was really keeping me stuck from really embodying the gifts that I had come here. Because that's what your platform is, a wonderful opportunity for people to explore, because I really can see, as a soul, you know, every soul is unique and every soul has a unique curriculum of healing that is needed to take place in their consciousness, which has to do with the unresolved material, right? Because we all come with karmic stuff that has occurred and there's unresolved material in the unconscious. And so it helps to tune in with others. And it can be, you know, past life regression. It could be coaching. It could be, you know, hands-on healing. There are so many modalities, right? And all of them have their place. So it's so important to just know that your soul will guide you there. And to go for it so you can start to clear this unresolved material that will really help elevate and align all your gifts to come into alignment to really express the soul line in its fullness.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's so beautiful. I mean, I love hearing about your journey too, Dawn, because that's exactly it. You know, like we feel, you know, we keep ourselves separate from who we are because we feel like we need to do things in a certain way, right. You know, and I would say that's how it is for the majority of the world. You know, the majority of the world is, you know, we're taught that we need to be a certain way, the way that we show up every day in life. And that can be exhausting, you know, like, you know, for me too, it's like, you know, I was, you know, raised as like a Muslim, Bangladeshi, American woman, entrepreneur, you know, like all of these things. And so we're taught, you know, I was taught to have to show up in a certain way and meet certain expectations and fulfill certain expectations. And it's just kind of like, you're kind of like, you don't even realize it, but you're on this like hamster wheel.
Yes.
You're running and you're like, okay, I need to now get to the next level and then I'll be happy. I have to get to the next level and then I'll be happy versus once you start really exploring who you are. And like you said, there's, you know, each of us have our own divine plan on how to do that. And our soul leads us. It could be Kundalini yoga. It could be body work. It can be therapy, coaching, you know, so many things. And I mean, I myself have explored so many different modalities, worked with so many healers and coaches along the way. And it's just like having these breakthroughs where you start realizing, okay, this is who I am. This makes me happy. Oh, this is why I'm feeling so tense, because I'm carrying all of this tension from my culture. I'm carrying all this tension from my religion. I'm carrying all this tension from my ancient family lineage, you know, and you start realizing that it's not all just you that's carrying all this. It's so much that's created around you. And then you can just start letting things go. You know, one doesn't happen overnight, but you know, letting things go is like peeling layers of an onion. And as you peel those layers, you know, like you're able to suddenly start feeling more free, you know, and having new things come. Like, so as I also started going deeper and deeper into my spiritual path, you know, my, the normal ways of that I was working and doing business were no longer working for me, you know, the universe was showing me like, this is not working for you anymore.
Exactly.
And are you going to listen and start doing things differently? Or are you going to keep fighting and trying to stay the same? And of course, my ego was like, no, I'm going to stay the same. I'm not ready. I don't want to shift out of this. I'm not ready to start a spiritual platform and be out there. You know, doing international trade. And it was just like really a process of me, you know, like going deeper and deeper into who I am as a spiritual being and connecting with my multidimensional self and also connecting to community where I have that love and that support and that understanding and that space for self-growth. Can you hear me?
It's calling.
I had my phone off. So sorry about that. So, you know, and have that space for self-growth and self-discovery, which then allowed for, you know, soul search to be born and soul search to unfold. And even for me today, like I just marvel at how, you know, how much I feel in flow with what I'm doing and how this whole community is coming together and growing so beautifully. And I just know it's because I'm coming from this place of the heart And, you know, spirit is just like guiding all of us to come together and grow, grow and connect together. And that's really what I see for so many of us, whether you're a practitioner or a seeker or both, of course, you know, just having the space to come together and start that exploration and self-discovery, whether you've been on the path for 30 years or whether you're just
brand new,
you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous. You spoke so you what one thing that stood out in your sharing for me was really speaking about what is called intergenerational patterns, right? Mm-hmm. And we all, you know, culturally, we each share in a culture we're born into, and that's beautiful. That's our roots, that's our lineage. And it's so important to not, you know, I think for me, I had so much trauma to work through in my younger years that I pushed away and against, and I had to flee where I was raised to get into a new energy field to be able to give myself permission to explore all the aspects of myself that were so repressed and denied in my own culture.
Sure.
And so, but it's interesting as I age and as I really desire to get to know the roots of like my peoples and, you know, and reclaim all those parts because they're so valuable in my lineage and healing intergenerational patterns that I have carried, you know, and that's such beautiful medicine for soul search to exist, because every healer out there and every person that offers, you know, consciousness expanding tools, mm-hmm. Awakening really is, that's what it's all about, is healing the unresolved parts, the unresolved material and the unconscious and the intergenerational patterns we've come here to work through.
Exactly. And learn.
So that's, I mean, that's what I do in my own work, you know, with women and, you know, my clients, is really help them untangle. It's like connect the dots to what it is and how it is and how it got, you know, and it's amazing to see it unfold. And it, like, it's unfolding through me and I'm guided to say it and show the way. And when it's happening, I see their face and how floored they are by the information and also the light going on simultaneously of like an aha, like, wow, you know, so I know that this is these little light bulb ahas are going off on your platform and creating such valuable momentum in the world, like that ripple effect going out.
And this is
the golden age on the earth, you know, it starts with us.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're seeing it so powerfully through your own work, because I think the work that you're doing with healing intergenerational lineage is so important. It's so important because, you know, most of us don't realize like how much we carry and how much we're bringing in. But what the beauty is of all this is that for those of us who have incarnated here during this time, we're here to work that out. You know, we're here to clear those lines. We're here to heal that trauma. We're here to say, I love my past. I love my lineage, but I'm also going to be something different. I'm going to do something different, you know, and I don't need to carry those traumas and hurts and pains that have been with me and my family, you know, for eons. And that's part of our human soul evolution, right? And so what an exciting time for us to be incarnating on this planet together, to be coming together to heal and do this healing work. And we have people like you, you know, who can really help guide people like through this extremely important process that all of us are now going through. And what's incredible during this time of awakening, as we are creating this new earth together and, you know, creating this golden age that's here and coming, you know, it is okay. How do I begin that process? I mean, for most people, they don't even know that this is an issue,
right?
They don't know this is an issue. And so I think that's really, you know, one of the missions we have at Soul Search is like really letting people know, like, you know, what we were just talking about, like that there is a soul line, that there is intergenerational trauma that we carry that affects us at the physical level, at the psychological, emotional, spiritual level, and that there are so many ways forward, you know, from that and with that. And that we can, you know, this is not about like hiding from who we are or running away from who we are. It's just about embracing who we are in all aspects of ourselves,
yeah.
You know, in ways that we didn't even know.
Yes. Yeah.
And so for us to have a platform where we can really start bringing this out more widely to people and letting them know, like, hey, there is a soul line, there is a different way to be living. And, you know, don't feel bad about who you are and where you are, because there's such a bigger picture at play that you're a part of, and you're part of this incredible dynamic existence that you are creating for yourself. And you have so many friends and supporters and healers and tools that are available to you to begin this journey. And I think that for a lot of people, it's going to be a game changer, you know, because when people start realizing there's so much more than what they've been told, and that there are ways to begin healing and a path to self-discovery, it shifts everything, you know, shifted everything for me, it shifted everything for you, you know, and we really can now, we're now at this place in global consciousness that people are now ready, and they're speaking, and they're excited, and they're open. And that's why it's time for soul search. I mean, spirit was very clear with me. They said, you know, it's not that the technology for what you're building hasn't existed. It's been around, but consciousness wasn't ready.
Yes.
For all of this knowledge and experience and all of these tools. But now with this global awakening, consciousness is ready. And we're now co-creating together this new level of consciousness where we can have all this healing come forth in this amazing.
Oh my gosh, I just got chills all over. That's so exciting.
So yeah, we're living in incredibly exciting times. You know?
Yes, we are. We are living in very incredibly exciting times.
Yeah. So what a joy and a gift and an honor for us to be here during this time, to incarnate during this time as we awaken, as we go into this ascension, as we connect to the oneness of who we are. And, you know, and Soul Search is really just a platform for that, you know, mm-hmm. so that we can be doing that together. And I'm sure there'll be many more as we, you know, as we continue to move forth in this awakening process. But it's just so exciting for me to know that, you know, all these little points of light that we are around the world, we can now really start connecting in so many ways and, you know, connecting those little rays of light around the world. And I can just see the earth, you know, when I see the picture of Soul Search and who we are and what we're doing, and to see all of us as these rays of light connecting with one another and then amplifying and amplifying and amplifying. And, yes. And that's really what the power that we have, you know, as spiritual, conscious rays of light, we have that power, you know, and we start with ourselves and then it just like proliferates out into the world and into the universes and the multiverses.
Yeah. I mean, I call in the light every day, you know, and I open a column of love and light from the heart of God right to mine and just ask for, you know, that assistance every day to pour in. And it's so freaking helpful when you just give over and just ask for, okay, move through me what you have for me today, you know,
exactly.
And live from that place. It's an amazing thing when the alignment starts to happen in your life and the people that start to come into your life and the blessed gifts. And I mean, it's just blessing after blessing after blessing and opening and really deep healing that I would have never, you know, I mean, I'm a child abuse survivor. And I thought that, I mean, I had at one point in my time many years ago, I had kind of resigned to thinking that I was just going to carry that for the rest of my life. I had tried so, and this is what really led me to be here. I am who I am today is because I was searching for healing. So I read all types of healing modalities. I have studied all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I had time, but I mean, you could see my huge collection of books, courses, you know, all types of things, because I was desiring that healing inside, you know, and it took me, it was like peeling that layer of an onion. And it, for whatever reason, my journey took me till I was 45 to crack the code, you know, 47 now, but it's fascinating because I was finally able to really lay down that lens of perception that was, you know, I was rejecting my own light.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why my soul chose to incarnate with that family unit.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting that clear reflection of rejection. And it was really about whatever who knows what took place in the previous lifetimes. I don't know. And I think that we all heal many, many lifetimes in one experience.
100%.
And I think that that's what was for me. And I finally got it so loud and clear that I like wept on the floor like a puddle after I was doing a trio, and it just cracked open, and I like banged my floor and I screamed to God, like, I will never reject my light, you know, really. And it was just like, it shattered from my, in a million little pieces. And it was just like, I could feel my consciousness differently after that.
Wow.
And I strengthened my relationship with God in every way. And I could see that, like, when I looked at every pair of eyeballs, I was clear that I was having one relationship with self, and that there was no need to relate from a black and white perspective at all. There is no, you know, shadow and light. Yes, that exists on the planet, but it's getting out beyond that duality thinking and being and existing.
Exactly. And that is such an incredible story that you just shared, Dawn. And it just shows how empowering it is when we really fully accept ourselves as the divine and bring in that light of who we are. And so much of our experience is not realizing that, you know, and that was my experience too, of, you know, there was always that separation, right? I mean, I grew up in a very religious upbringing, you know, Islamic, and, you know, but we had, you know, very religious upbringing, but there was always this separation, you know, between myself and spirit. And I had to be a certain way. I had to follow certain rules. You have to dress a certain way. You have to eat a certain way. You have to, you know, everything in order to have that light, in order to be deserving of that love. Mm-hmm. And then
that's
it's just
outside of yourself.
Exactly. And you're like, wait a minute, but why? But why do I have to, why can't I just dress how I want to dress? Why can't I eat what I want to eat? Why can't I just pray the way that I want to pray? Why does it have to be this specific way? Or what? I'm just not deserving. I'm just not deserving of this love. I'm just not deserving of this light. And like, how lonely can that feel? You know, you know, for me, it's just like that was so discouraging, you know, because it's just like, I've always felt like I had to be someone. I had to be someone else. I had to be someone completely different than who I truly am in order to be connected to God or be connected to spirit or to be connected to the light, you know? And when I think about that, I think how many people around the world are we going around feeling like that and existing like that? Yeah. Completely cut off from our own true light, our own true power, and our own true divinity.
Yes.
And so like that epiphany that you had when you connected light and you realize I am the light, you know, like me too. It's just like when I started realizing, wait, I am the light. I am the divine. I have that direct connection to source. I have that direct connection 24/7, and I can every morning and every evening call that in just so that I know and I can viscerally feel that connection of who I am to all that is and all there ever will be. Everything starts shifting. But, you know, I was completely trained and programmed to, not anyone's fault, you know, but like, you know, to
become completely conditioning.
Exactly. Across most
curriculum.
That's the curriculum. And it's one of separation. You know, it's one of separation, which causes anxiety, which causes loneliness, which causes self-deprecation, you know, and then we turn to all of these external things for that connection, for that divine light, for that fulfillment, you know, whether it's partying, whether it's drinking, whether it's overworking, whether, you know, it's just, you know, turning to physical, you know, manifestations of physical illness. It's different for everyone, but, you know, this is what happens. And, you know, when we can turn back to who we are and realize, wait, I am the light. I am the divine. I have that constant connection.
I have all the inner resources necessary inside to handle this curriculum.
Yeah.
And have all the answers within.
And it's just a complete game changer for
it
for
is.
All. And for me too. I mean, I remember even over the last year I was doing, I went to go see this energetic body worker, and he just started, you know, he was like, my goodness. He was like, you are carrying so much karma for your culture. He's like, I've never even seen this before. And he started doing some work. And then I saw Akashic Records, you know, healer soon after that. And she said the same thing. She's like, oh my goodness, I've never seen this. You're carrying so much heaviness and karma for your culture. Like, let's clear. And I was like, is that why I feel like so heavy all the time? Like, because I'm just carrying like this, you know, oppression of women, you know, like the lack of freedom, the subjugation, the lack of freedom to express who you are from, you know, in many different ways. Like, you know, whether it's like the way you live, the way you dress, the way you speak, the way, you know, it's just, we're subjected to so many things we don't even realize where we're not able to be ourselves. And we don't know because we don't even know who we truly are. Like, you know, we're just taught, we think we're this because that's what we're taught we're supposed to be. But then as we start releasing these programs and feeling those little twinges of openings and freedom and difference, you know, things start happening. And like you said, like for me too, it's been, you know, a long journey of healing and modalities and practice. And, you know, even through this past year, huge breakthroughs, you know, huge breakthroughs where finally I was just like, you know, I was like, okay, I surrender. You know, I realize and understand like, this is my path. I'm here to do this spiritual work and have the fullness of my being, regardless of any kind of programming or systems or paradigms that were placed on me, within me, around me. You know, I step fully into myself because I know I'm truly of the light and in the light at all times and supported by the light. And so,
yes.
The courage and the bravery to do what I'm doing now, because I can honestly say, you know, like when Spirit maybe had me test the platform, it was, you know, the beginning of me also this real huge spiritual awakening and stepping into the multidimensionality of who I am. And it was a 2-year plus process of doing that. And then I feel like I was like, okay, now I'm ready to birth this into the world in the way it's truly supposed to be. Because I was a different person, you know, in my own scope of even viewing spirituality and consciousness was so different. And so that's what, you know, for me, this is all about, is just helping people understand that this is so much bigger and it's so multidimensional and it means something different for every one of us. And that's okay. You know, that's okay. You know, we're so programmed to think this is what spirituality looks like. This is what religion looks like. This is how connection to spirit has to look like. And, you know, it's really just about, you know, us connecting to ourselves and connecting to the light and knowing that we truly are gods and goddesses, you know, in our own right and in our own power. And the more we can step into that, the more we can, you know, give birth to the world that we truly want to create.
The more the authentic self-expression is allowed out, there's no more barrier to, you know, blocking it, because we're actively healing the core curriculum that we've come here to heal, you know?
I love that.
It's rooted in, you know, deep misidentifications that, you know, the soul has come here with that usually have to do with like core foundation stuff, usually has to do with like a basic, deep, deep, deep belief of I'm unlovable. Or unworthy, or, you know, something along those lines, you know, that's kind of foundational for each soul. And then there's unique deep misidentifications. You know, for me, I had one that I had to work through for a long time that, you know, I had believed that I was invisible when I was a child. And I learned to make myself invisible. And so that actually was a very, very painful process of healing that when I became very aware that I wanted to be fully self-expressed. It was a long journey of peeling back the layers that were involved in all the times I had suppressed and oppressed myself to be invisible, to not, you know, be abused. And then it was a journey of having to learn to free myself of those behaviors that I had got into as my core knowing in a way. And so that was just a journey in itself. Just that one little thing was a big, big, like, extended healing process to just break down that one misidentification.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge.
That's why healing can take so long for some people. And if you're on a healing journey and you're wondering if it's ever going to break through and you're really giving it your all and you're leaning in, just keep showing up for yourself. It will happen. It will happen. Give yourself the patience and the kindness and the loving, and be loving towards yourself no matter what is taking place. You know, it's letting go of how we judge ourselves. is really that is the biggest tool towards personal freedom, is letting go of how we judge ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's so true. It's just that judgment we hold in every moment of, oh, I'm still not there yet. I'm still, why is this still happening to me? I'm still not good enough. I've been doing this for so long, you know, and it's not about that. You know, this journey is different for every single person. And I think being able to connect with others who are also on the path and also on the journey and hear, like, you know, like just hearing your story or my story and seeing like, oh, so they're still on their journey too. You know, it's like, we're still on our journey as well, you know, and just being able to go into community where you can connect and be like, oh yeah, okay. So I'm not alone. And also having to being able to share experiences together, whether it's attending ceremony together, or attending a meditation together, or sound healing, or just, you know, like a spiritual music experience. There's so many different things, but even that, like having that heart opening experience with others and having that healing experience with others is also transformational, because you can feel this healing around you happening, you know? Hi. You can feel this healing around you happening. So if I'm at a sound healing session with 30 people, you know, I may not know all of those people personally, but I can just feel these energetic shifts and expansions taking place. For everyone, it's something different. But yeah, Now we're doing that together, that's also powerful. You know, knowing that we're showing up together for our own healing and transformation, and that we're experiencing this together. Wow. You know, because for so many of us, that healing journey has been just, you know, my own inner work, you know.
Right.
And all by myself, and who can I share with this? Or people are not going to really understand what I'm going through, or they're going to think this is weird. You know, but then, you know, once you start realizing, wait, everyone's on their own journey. Everyone has their own healing experiences that they're going through. And, you know, even if theirs are completely different from mine, we can be sharing in this healing experience together. How powerful is that? You know, and I think that is also so important for us as we move forward. It's just like creating this conscious and healing community where we know that none of us are alone, that each one of us are rays of light, you know, connected to one another, supporting one another. You know, even here, you know, you're supporting me, I'm supporting you, we're supporting everyone here watching, they're supporting us. You know, this is just a you know, transmission happening amongst all of us in every moment.
Every person's healing is important. You know, your healing is my healing. My healing is your healing, is our healing. Like, where it's every person's plays a beautiful divine part in this, and it all matters.
Yeah,
at all. The experience matters. It's so good to say that, and it's so wonderful to celebrate that and to give people permission to keep leaning in and keep exploring, because it where you are in your journey is exactly where you're meant to be and where spirit is asking you to be. And give into that and celebrate it and praise yourself for the journey that you're on and where you've been in places and where you know you're going. Like, celebrate your journey.
Yeah, exactly.
Even in the midst of the unhealed parts, right? Mm-hmm. How can we love and embrace that where we are?
Yeah, and it's not, and you know, the work is never done. You know, So it's not about, oh, I'm going to become this like complete perfect person, you know, 2 years from now after I do this.
There's always more.
But it's just like, how am I truly connecting with who I am, with my divinity? You know, am I aligning with my soul line and what feels right for me in my life and with the world? Am I connecting with other hearts and souls and building heart connections who I can communicate with and share with? Who can support me in my journey, and I can support them in theirs. We're really creating a completely different world of like true compassion and love and understanding, and starting with self-love and self-healing, you know, and it's just, that's what really this is all about. That's what this is all about.
Would you like to share with us what you had desired to share? Your personal teaching or anything? Did you bring?
Oh, sure. So yes, I mean, I just think that's a great question. So in terms of healing and self-love, I think, you know, as I mentioned, we really do go around in the world with a lot of tension. We don't even realize it. But as we are going around our, day-to-day experiences, we just have so much tension we're carrying, known and unknown. It just might be your to-do list for the day. It might be what you have to get done at work and at home. But then also just all of these other pressures and tensions we're carrying from, all of our programs that we have from our family and society and culture. So I think it's just so important for us to just take a step back and just breathe and relax and to start our day with that relaxation is just so important. And also throughout the day, whenever we can get a moment. So I think for me, just really exhaling and relaxing into the heart and really feeling the heart and feeling the fullness of who we are, the perfection of who we are, the love that we are. And relaxing into our perfection. Relaxing into our love. Relaxing into our light. And as we relax into the light, we feel our heart burning brighter and brighter and brighter, burning away all of the tensions within us and around us. And just feeling the perfection of who we are as the divine. And relaxing into our divinity, the light of all there is and all there ever will be. And feeling our light burning brighter and brighter and brighter, filling up this room that we're sitting in, filling up the town, filling the state, filling the country, just feeling the light of our perfection. And as we light up the sky, the atmosphere, feel ourselves lighting up the universe, the multiverse. And then just relax into the perfection of the light and the divinity of who we are, knowing that we are shifting ourselves, shifting our experience, and we're shifting the world. Just breathe in. Breathe into our perfection and relax into the perfection of our being, to our God consciousness, into our divinity, into ourselves. And in these moments of feeling our perfection, we can relax, knowing that we are perfect. And then we can exhale and we can slowly come back into our bodies and open our eyes. And as we look around, we can still feel that perfection and that light and that cosmic energy that we created, and knowing that that's us and that's who we truly are.
Gorgeous. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And it's just something, once we create that feeling and that energy for ourselves of really, truly relaxing into our perfection, you know, moment to moment, hour to hour, as we go about our day, we can just step back into that and say, let me just take a moment to pause, relax. Mm-hmm. And when we have this visceral experience of feeling our cosmic connection and relaxing into that, then we can just really, in a moment, take ourselves back into that and say yes.
Gorgeous.
Just a pause and then go back into the day, but with a shift, the shift out of the external into the cosmic and into the perfection of who we are.
Beautiful. I'm going to post your links in the chat, but would you like to share a little bit about what, you know, all the things that you bring forward? We would love to hear.
Sure, I'd love to. So yes, I invite everyone to come visit soulsearch.io. We are an incredible platform for people to search for and connect with spiritual and energetic healers, teachers, guides, experiences, courses, groups. So when you come to our platform, you'll see that we have so many different healers from across every modality. You can go in and explore, read reviews. They've posted videos, they've posted articles, audio files. There's tons of free meditations on there that you can explore and connect with. Articles you can read about connecting to your intuition, ascension, ancient civilizations. So there's so much there in the directory. And if you're a practitioner, I invite you to come on and be a part of our community as well, so that you can continue to share your gifts out into the world and to a bigger audience. And then if you click on our community tab, we have a whole community there that's interactive, where I ask questions and people respond. I might ask about what's your favorite sacred chant that you practice, or you know, how do you connect to your angels and guides? And it's great to see like what people are posting and how they and sharing how they do this. Or maybe they don't. They're like, no, I've never done that before, but I want to. Will you let me know how? So it's really fun to see how people are responding. We have lots of events on there. All of our practitioners have incredible events, a lot of them online, and a lot of them are free. So, you know, even if you are in a city or a state or a country where you don't have access to, you know, a lot of spiritual events, or you'd like to get to know some of our practitioners, we have a lot of different events online that are free that you can connect from anywhere in the world, as well as online courses. We have a whole sacred geometry series on there, learning to draw Metatron's cube and the tesseract and how that opens up different worlds of consciousness, as well as you can be a part of as well. There's a group for psychics and training, and group for dream alchemy, and more coming every day. So
Wow.
Come and check it out. And if you're a practitioner, come and be a part of our community, because you can also launch your courses, your groups, you know, put your events on our platform, post your articles. I really want this to become like a Wikipedia for spirituality and consciousness, where all of this incredible, amazing content that our healers are creating and producing are put on a platform that can just be easily accessible and shared with the world.
Amazing.
So there's a lot there, and we're growing every day. So I just invite everyone to come check it out. And I'm always in the community, so feel free to come in and say hi. And you can just direct message me too and ask a question. If you're looking for advice, or you know, not sure about what kind of a modality you might be interested in, or an event that you could go to, you can always reach out to me. I'm on there, as well as any of our other practitioners.
I just love what you're up to. It's so beautiful. Like, you're just creating this worldwide web of like love and light for people to plug into. It's so great.
Yeah. So let's all plug in together, you know, so we're going to just make this world brighter and brighter and brighter.
I just love what you do. It's so beautiful. I celebrate you. I acknowledge all the hard work and love and effort that you've poured into yourself and into this to get to this stage in the journey. And it's, you know, it's so beautiful. So I know that spirit is fully behind it. I feel that in your vibration, and I just celebrate you. It's gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much, Dawn. And I just celebrate you too, you and Trish both, for creating this incredible show, the Self Love Show. And I just celebrate you and your authenticity and your integrity and your honesty and your bravery. You're so courageous for just doing everything that you do. And, you know, sharing your gifts and your stories with the world is just helping so many and healing so many. So anything that I can do and Soul Search can do to support you, you know, we're here as well.
We're doing this together.
Love your mission. And yes, exactly. We're all doing this together.
We're doing it together. And I thank you for that. I really take that in so much. And it's so true. It's like spirit gave us the opportunity to birth the Self-Love Show, and I felt like it was needed. It was like I could feel the momentum behind it. Like, this is needed for the world to get that, their eyes on an opportunity to have greater expansion and help people, because there's a lot of shifting going on the earth.
Exactly.
So it's beautiful to have Soul Search now as another opportunity to plug into a huge worldwide net of beautiful souls doing all kinds of things. And I can't wait to go discover myself personally.
Well, excited to keep co-creating with you for sure.
Yes, me too. I'm so excited. So blessed to have you on the show today.
Yes, me too. We're blessed to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. And just love you guys and everything you're doing. And I just can feel the energy of everyone here. And it's just, it's so beautiful. So thanks for everyone for opening your hearts and being connected, and hope to continue connecting.
Of course. We'll have to have you back on the show at some point in the near future. So yeah. And for those women that are seeking greater expansion in, you know, if you've been in a partnership or been in a marriage and it has felt lopsided and you're not aware of how to bust out of that pattern where it just feels like you're not fully met and you're struggling because you know you love this person, but you notice that it's an ongoing pattern of some sort. Now, it can look different for each person out there, but if you're noticing deep patterns that you're not able to break through and you're in a long-standing relationship or a marriage, or you're a long-standing monogamous woman, and you're just a woman that's ready to shed these patterns for good, and you're ready to take a big look at it and learn new tools to really embrace yourself in new ways and shift this stuff for good, then I encourage you to please come and join me August 15th through the 18th. It's a 4-free-day event. It's called the Sovereign Queen Activation. It's online. I'm going to post the link in the box. And, you know, just come and join. There's going to be amazing gifts. You're going to learn like the number one reason why curriculum unfolds between souls to begin with. It's really an amazing thing to learn, and really to learn how to work with yourself when you're triggered. There's going to be a great teaching every single day and gifts. I'm going to give away gifts every day. There's going to be activations, spiritual activations taking place every day. And so much amazing learning and value, all in 4 days, jam-packed. So please share with your sisters, invite your beautiful sisters if you know that they might be in a relationship where they're struggling some, or they're just needing a tune-up energetically. It's a great opportunity. And you don't have to be in a relationship. You can be a single woman and do this too, just so you know. And so if you know a sister that's needing an upgrade in any level, share this out with her. This is such an amazing opportunity. And I'm just so glad to give from my heart and my life's curriculum and my life's experience to help activate you and bust through whatever curriculum's been in the way so you can live your full authentic self-expression. So that's really the goal. All right. And so without a shadow of a doubt, here we go. I'm going to post it. Yay. And please come join us for the Sovereign Queen Activation. Yay. All right. So I know it's exciting. And I just want to give a big shout out and a thank you to, you know, Global Peace Tribe, Scott Katamas, for being our muse for the self-love show. You know, we just birthed it so quickly with the pandemic happening. And thank you, Scott, for seeing that and giving us this opportunity. And it's just, we went with it, we run it, and it's amazing and we love it. So, and also want to just thank, you know, Summer Rainer and, you know, Sign Network for allowing us to post out wide, broadcast far and wide, you know, help the algorithm out. And if you're a self-love viewer and you watch the show, please help the algorithm, like, share, and subscribe for the YouTube channel and the self-love show. It helps our algorithm so much. And we are so, so thankful, because this is really about growing self-love in all its capacity for every spiritual being on the earth school. So that's our mission. We're so grateful. So thank you for tuning in. Go check out the YouTube channel if you haven't. And we love you. And we'll be back next week. Thank you for tuning in with us today.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, Tanjila. You're such a heart-centered, beautiful soul. So grateful to know you and so grateful to support your work in the world.
Oh, thank you so much. And it's just been so beautiful to be here. And you're doing incredible, incredible work. And I'm just so excited to just continue to seeing what you're doing shine and grow and affect more and more and more people. So thank you so much. Beautiful. It's been wonderful being here with you.
Have a beautiful week, everybody. Keep raising that self-love vibration. See you next week. All right. Ciao, Bella.